With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump in South Korea addressing members of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit.
I'm pleased to report to you that this afternoon, after 4 years of weakness, disaster, really decline, America is back, and it's back stronger than ever before. We're doing numbers that nobody's ever seen before. We're the hottest country in the world, actually, and I say that with other countries' representative, and they admit it.
The president did not back down from promoting the United States of America.
The United States is blessed with the, right now, the strongest economy, the strongest borders. This all happened over the last 9 months. The strongest military, the strongest friendships, and the strongest spirit of any nation on the face of the earth.
Hurricane Melissa ripping Jamaica. That storm made landfall with 185-mile-per-hour winds and very heavy rain. Authorities don't have any numbers right now, but do say fatalities are very likely. Incredible numbers. Amazon handing out pink slips to 14,000 corporate workers as the company ramps up spending on AI.
CEO Andy Jassy has encouraged employees to get on board with the company's AI plans after announcing a $10 billion investment in building a campus in North Carolina that'll expand its cloud computing and AI infrastructure. Jassy has aggressively sought to cut costs since becoming CEO in 2021. Teams and individuals affected by the job cuts will be notified on Tuesday. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
It was just 9 innings, unlike the 18 innings the night before, but Game 4 of the World Series is history. Toronto Blue Jays defeating the LA Dodgers 6-2. The series all tied now, 2 games apiece. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on religion and culture.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center reveals that a lot of people feel that their spiritual beliefs are in conflict with the way life is lived in the United States. According to Pew, 58% of Americans say their religious views are at odds with mainstream culture. And that number is a big jump from just last year, when only 48% felt this way. In the year 2000, it was 42%. Meanwhile, most people also believe that religion is gaining influence in the country. Michael Harrington reporting.
Thousands of pilgrims turning out Sunday in Romania's capital for the dedication of religious paintings inside the world's largest Orthodox Christian church, being opened after 15 years of construction. Worshippers and officials arrived in droves at the People's Salvation Cathedral, known as the National Cathedral, which at its highest point is 410 feet high. This is SRN News. America builds its brain. That is the AI brain. Here's Bob Agnew.
NVIDIA and TSMC have produced the first Blackwell AI chip wafer at TSMC's Phoenix plant. That marks the first time such advanced AI chip components have been manufactured in the U.S. NVIDIA says the Arizona facility has now entered full volume production of what are known as the 4nm Blackwell wafers. The advanced packaging for the chips still being produced in Taiwan, but plans are on track for a new U.S. packaging plant that would complete the domestic supply chain. Bob Agner reporting.
Officials in Thailand say the number of people fleeing from Myanmar to Thailand has slowed a bit. That after Myanmar's military shut down a huge online scam center. Estimated 1,500 people have left in the last week. Cybercrime operation was raided by the army to suppress cross-border online scams. More details, srnnews.com.